This time of year often means getting together with friends and family, and that can mean hopping on a plane, of course. And it's really a busy time of year for air travel. And happy to have Rick Seney with us as a resource. He's a wonderful resource to share tips on finding last-minute deals. And he's also got some tips for how to make that trip during this busy season a little bit more fun. He's CEO of faircompare.com, and he spends time with us pretty much every month to help you plan the best air vacations while making sure you are a smart traveler as well. And Rick, great to have you with us again. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, here we are. This is a very busy time, and you have an article on faircompare.com that talks about last-minute checklist for Christmas holidays and New Year's, and you've actually got some deals for us. Can you talk about some of those?
Let's go through sort of two different things. First of all, if you haven't purchased your ticket for the holiday season, you're definitely one of the worst procrastinators I've ever seen, and probably you should get a lump of coal. For last minute travelers, I got several questions on this morning. The best thing to do, to be honest, and the cheapest thing to do is find a friend, or if you haven't used your miles or points. Those typically can be redeemed at the last minute for these crazy high ticket prices. The second thing you can do, that if you don't have any of that, or your friends don't, and by the way, your friend's account, they can actually just write you a ticket immediately. They don't have to transfer the points to you. Many people believe that you have to transfer the points, which is there's a fee for that, of course, and you do not have to do that, is to look for package deals, where what happens is that airlines pre-negotiate airfare with along with the hotel companies, and that's typically a lot cheaper at the last minute because it's been pre-negotiated, but not when you're shopping 3 months out. And you can then pick one of the cheaper hotels, pick a Motel 6 or whatnot, and just not even take the hotel. And sometimes that ticket price for the whole package is cheaper than air on the open market.
Oh, so some good ideas there. What about when you're, you know, just things to do relating to the trip itself? You've got the ticket.
Yeah, so what you should always do, let's assume that you've bought your ticket, you're going to be flying next week sometime. A couple days before you're actually flying, go ahead and either log in or go to the website, type in the reservation number for the airline, and see if the flight schedule time has changed. Now, the airlines tinker around with flight schedules all the time. Sometimes it's very simple. Maybe it's 5 minutes earlier or 10 minutes. Sometimes it can be 30 minutes. Sometimes they change your connecting flight. I've seen this with some people that are flying to Europe. They change their connecting flight. They had a nonstop, and they no longer have a nonstop, and they're upset about that. And so you want to do that ahead of time, so you're not dealing it with the day that you're travel. That evening, 24 hours before, assuming that you're flying the next evening or in the morning, the previous morning, you want to go on. And if you didn't prepay for your window or aisle seats at 23 hours, 59 minutes and 59 seconds, you want to hop on there. That's when they release all the window and aisle seats at no cost, and you want to get that as well. So you want to do that. And at the same time, sign up for alerts at the airline sites. They'll actually send you status alerts on your flights. And then when you wake up in the morning, there's a great website that I always use called flightstats.com. Basically, it's a weather map with all the different airports on it, and it shows what the delays are going to be that day. You'd be surprised to know, Larry, that 1 in 5 of us is going to be delayed or canceled next week. That's on averages from the last 5 years. So one of us is going to, and typically it's Mother Nature. It's not a cancellation, but it might be a 1 or 2 hour delay. And I will note for people that are flying next week as well, if you get that note that says, hey, your flight's delayed by 3 hours, that doesn't mean you get to take a 3 hour break going to the airport. It's for informational purposes only. If they decide to undelay that flight, which happens from time to time, then you're still on the hook for missing the flight.
You've got to be there. I was trying to remember, I've had pretty good luck actually over the holidays. The only time I didn't was I was flying from Denver back to Madison, and unfortunately the president was flying into Chicago.
that'll clog things up for a few hours.
And we were going through Chicago, so well, there went a few hours of my life in the Denver airport.
Yeah, you know, I think I've had the same. You know, I've been traveling during the holiday season and even during the Thanksgiving season too. And over the last 4 or 5 years, about 1 in 5 times I have an issue. So it's definitely what happens with Mother Nature typically. And what happens is it's in one city like Chicago or New York or a big hub like Dallas, and it trickles down. So the later your flight is in the day, the more likely you are to have some issues.
Talking today with Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. If you're planning a trip, I hope you'll join in. Maybe have a question about when to do it, where to go. Join in. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. That's the title of our page. Email question from Dawn in Madison. We're planning to travel to Italy, flying into Milan in March of next year. To visit relatives in Piedmont. We'll be using trains for ground transportation. Which airport, Malpensa or Linate, would you suggest? I see through your website Turkish and Air Berlin Airlines have the cheapest fares right now. When will U.S. domestic airlines have comparable
fare? That's great. Somebody with a lot of information to bring to bear here. That's great.
Yeah, we also want to travel to Croatia and Greece on the same trip.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because this will cover up everybody that's heading to Europe potentially next year. There are two different times where we see price breaks. In mid-March and in mid-May, we see the prices actually start to lift up. Now, I do expect prices to continue to go down slightly across the Atlantic because fuel costs right now continue to be under $40 a barrel. Airlines' fuel surcharges are likely to come down. Plus, you have a very, very strong dollar. I didn't see what it was today, but it's been around $1.08 to the euro, which means once you get there, everything is much cheaper. I've been getting notes from people all the time saying they had to buy an extra bag to bring it back with all the stuff they bought because it was so cheap over in Europe. So here's a couple tips you want to do. First of all, you need to be shopping right now for that trip. Also, if you leave on a weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's cheaper than leaving on a weekend. They have what's called weekday pricing and midweek pricing. So if you leave on those days, you get a little bit cheaper. You can do that on half your trip. Make sure you stay a Saturday night. Leaving on a Sunday, coming back on a Saturday is not a Saturday night. All the cheapest airfare have a Saturday night stay rule on them. Also, for those folks that are going to be staying there for a lengthy period of time, the cheapest ones also have a 30-day maximum stay rule. So if you're going to stay a month, stay exactly 30 days. 31 days is actually much more expensive.
Rick Seney, our guest, talking fares. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org.
I would mention Mimex. He is a better airport to actually land in. And then once you're in Italy, there's several what they call low-cost or ultra-low-cost airlines where you can dot around within a one-and-a-half-hour radius, like if you're heading over to Croatia or some of the other places. Plenty of choices. You have also, I think, Air Berlin flies those routes.
Boat and train, too?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can take a train. It's a little bit sort of out of the way to go around. It'll cost you an extra 4 or 5 hours, but you can do that. If you like to ride the train, that's something you can do as well. A lot of people, and I have family that live in Bavaria and in Salzburg, they never take the train anymore. They take these ultra-low-cost airlines because it's much cheaper.
Ah, Greg in Milwaukee has a question. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Spirit Airlines, not in Milwaukee, but they operate to fun places like MCO and other major cities.
Sure.
Can you give a little bit of a warning about the low cost carrier? You're basically flying on a picnic bench, and the other bench is right up to your nose, where they cram you in like sardines. You pay for everything. In fact, the flight attendants make jokes about if the air mask comes down, you have to pay for that too. Please let everybody know that they're an interesting airline. If you have just a clothes in your back, you have to go somewhere, it's great.
Yeah, you know, I think Spirit Airlines is one of the, first of all, for the last 6 years, and the airlines have made quite a bit of money. They just announced yesterday the U.S. domestic airlines made $9 billion in profit in the third quarter.
Oh.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, Spirit has actually been the only one that hasn't had a losing quarter. And they're an acquired taste for many people. They have lots of fees. They have carry-on bag fees that most people don't know about. And if you get to the airport before you actually pay for those, shows. It's a discount if you buy them online ahead of time. You don't know that. You get all these extra fees, so that that extremely cheap ticket doesn't look that great. The actual product itself, and I've been actually on folding chair airlines before, like Vladivostok Air in Eastern Russia before. Spirit's not that bad.
Oh, man.
It's very similar, actually, if you've ever flown in Europe on Ryanair or Air Berlin or Vueling, which is in Spain. Some of these low-cost airlines, the seats are tighter, absolutely. There's no knee room whatsoever. They do have an option in the front where they have some of the bigger, a few bigger seats up in the front. It is an acquired taste, but, you know, the CEO of American Airlines a couple weeks ago said they were going to start matching some of the Spirit airline prices, mainly because of this. At the last minute, you have to go to New York from Milwaukee. The ticket price is $1,200. On Spirit Airlines, it's $400. Are you going to gut it up for that 2.5-3 hour flight for a savings of $700?
Yes,
and a
you
lot
are.
Of people do. And that's why they're going to start matching that. And so what American's going to do is basically allow you to sit in the back of the aircraft in a middle seat with no, they don't give you miles or points, and they're going to match some of those prices, just like Delta is doing as well.
Thanks again, Greg, for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Cheryl next in Middleton. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My husband and I are interested in going to Cuba, and I haven't been keeping up with what the current regulations are, opportunities are. If you could give me a little info.
Sure, yeah. Well, your perfect question today, because we just had an announcement today that they're going to start resuming actual scheduled flights. Now, there's been flights to Cuba for a long time, and you had to be part of a tour group or something like that. There was a whole process for doing that. But it looks like we're going to have scheduled flights. American Airlines just announced some new schedules. I expect the other major carriers to start announcing those as well. The infrastructure in Cuba isn't ready for a huge influx of U.S. customers quite yet, so just beware of that. But we will have that on our site. There's actually an article that was posted today on our website that talks about all the different options of flying into Cuba and this new requirement. So look, in the next 6 to 8 months, you're going to be able to basically go on any of the airline websites or online travel agencies and buy flights to Cuba.
Okay, that's great. Cool. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. And again, faircompare.com website, a place to go to learn a bit more about the deal with traveling to Cuba.
Yeah, no, we've been talking about this actually for 4 or 5 years. We sort of predicted that this was going to be coming in the next 4 or 5 years. I actually write columns for ABC News and USA Today, and you can catch me on those as well as on biweekly on foxnews.com. So we think this is going to be a huge addition. This is one place where they're going to grow. Unfortunately, Cuba's infrastructure is not ready for a huge influx of tourism. Remember, people from Europe are flying into Cuba as a destination as well. As South Florida is a very popular destination. So we just need them to get their economy cooking a little bit and have some better infrastructure, and it'll be just
it'll
like
be better.
Big Caribbean destinations.
Rick Seney, Fair of faircompare.com, our guest. He'll be with us till 12:30 today. Let's take a quick look at the news. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as we take a look at air travel during this holiday season and really beyond the holiday season as well with our guest, Rick Seney. Rick is CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com, and he does a great job of helping us sort of navigate the world of airfares, and always fun to have him with us. Certainly, if you have questions or comments, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And, Rick, we have John from Appleton who has a question for you. So
sure.
Let's go there. John, hi. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's
Good morning, John.
The question I have, I do some short-term assignments for work where I travel. For example, I go to Virginia for 6 to 8 weeks, and I like to take my bicycle with me or get it down there somehow, or I usually end up buying one on Craigslist, a cheap one for a couple hundred dollars, and then putting it back on Craigslist when I'm ready to leave. And I really struggle with the airline's charge to put a bicycle in a bicycle-type crate and get it down there. So is there a airline that's more user-friendly for that type of traveler?
I don't know if there's one that's necessarily more user-friendly. There are a few, and my business partner actually lives in Durango, Colorado. He takes his bike everywhere, and since because he's in Durango, he pretty much has to fly United. And, you know, depending on what clubs you join, if you're a big cyclist, they have these coupons that they give out through the clubs where you can get free transfer of your bicycle back and forth on particular flights on United. I don't know if Delta and American do that same thing, but there are programs for that. You have to do a little bit of research for doing that, but it is an oversized and typically an overweight bag, so it can be very expensive.
Right, yeah.
So if you do get those coupons that they provide out or those little things, I know for sure they do it with United, and I'm pretty sure they'll do it with American and some of the other ones as well. Now, also, I've seen at least two or three companies that specialize in shipping cycles at low cost. They're the same companies that actually ship golf bags for golfers and a variety of others that can actually ship it probably better than that $200 back and forth that you're paying at the moment. So you might want to check that out as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks a lot, John, for calling. I appreciate your call. And Amy in Milwaukee, you are next. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. I'm interested in going to Fort Myers a couple days before Easter and then returning back to Milwaukee a couple days later. And I've been just looking at flights, and they are so expensive right now. I was wondering when I should purchase airline tickets.
See, I'm trying to remember when the day for Easter this year.
I think it's early. And I don't have a calendar.
Early April.
Me, but like
early
March,
April. Late
it's
March,
like
early
March 25th.
Oh,
6th.
So it is early.
It's early.
Yeah.
Yeah, every few years it comes in March because I was actually born on Easter Day, so 19,
okay.
And a long time ago. So it only once every 10 or 12 years, so it's interesting. I was just off an interview with one of the reporters at Fort Myers at the news press there, we were talking just about this very thing. Their capacity is up in Fort Myers a little bit. Right now, you want to go at that time frame. It's everybody knows exactly when Easter weekend is and that people fly and the rates are up. Now, it's a little early to be shopping. You want to start shopping about 3 months ahead of time. So given that it's, in late March, it's just slightly early. We won't see really a bunch of seats released into that time frame until the first week in January. So definitely wait until the first week in January. And by the way, the reason I know a lot of this stuff is we actually review over 100 million searches each day. Which have anywhere from 100 to 200 responses. And we've been mapping this out for the last 10 years on exactly which route and when time you should, what days you should buy. And it turns out that about at 3 month window, but starting at 3 months before departure domestically, that's when airlines inventory systems start to probe for some of the cheaper seats. Before that time, they're going to sell you the fifth, sixth, seventh cheapest seat. And that's why you're seeing such expensive prices right now.
And you can sign up on your, which I've done, actually signed up on your site for early alerts.
Yeah, you just go in, type in, Madison to Fort Myers, RSW, and it will send you alert whenever the price drops on any of the airlines that fly there when we're monitoring literally tens of millions of searches each hour.
Is it cheaper to fly into, like, Sarasota?
It can be in some cases, right? So in South Florida, what you tend to find is that if you were going to go in level of cheapness, it would be Sarasota and Fort Myers would be just about the same price, with Miami and Fort Lauderdale typically 20% cheaper.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Amy, for calling. Appreciate it. And Bob in Avoca, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Great. Thank you for calling. Where are you headed?
Well, we'd like to go to New Zealand next year. And on the ride over, we'd like to be able to spend a week in Hawaii and then maybe on the way back some time in China. And I was wondering, is there a better way of doing it than just one ways?
You can do what's called a multi-city trip, but you have to know exactly what your dates are. Now, there are a couple other options for you. The Alliance programs, which are the big airlines alliance programs, which include the Star Alliance, Sky Team, and One World, which is the three major carriers. You have One World with American, Sky Team with Delta, and Star Alliance with United. They have what's called Visit the Pacific Rim fares, and that includes up to five or six different stops. So you pay one price. You can sort of be flexible on when you want to go, when you want to stay. That includes, I'm not sure it would include China. You have to look at those particular ones. They also have what they call round the world tickets as well that you can look into if you really are going to spend a long time sort of hopping from in this case, I guess Hawaii would still be in the U.S., but from country to country over near Southeast Asia and even further south in Australasia, with New Zealand, you can hop seven or eight different times. So I'd look into those tickets as well. They're typically about $2,500 to $2,600, but it's way cheaper than trying to buy one ways.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can type in One World or Star Alliance and Sky Team, and you'll see those tickets being offered.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in. I wish I had that much time.
Boy, I guess so. Kim in Cassville up next. Hi, Kim.
Hello. Thanks for another great program.
Thank you.
Yes. We're looking at flying to Ireland and going the 5th through the 12th. Of July, and we're wondering when the best time would be possibly looking at airfare.
Yeah, so it's about 5 months ahead of time for international. Now, you're in pretty good shape because Dublin is one of the three cheapest cities to fly into Europe right now. Part of that is because the airports don't have these hefty taxes that they have at London Heathrow. And part of that is they have some low-cost airlines, you know, flying out of Chicago. We've also seen some low-cost airlines flying out of Minneapolis as well. So it's going to be in that time range, which you shouldn't be shopping here for another month or so, you would expect to pay in coach approximately $1,200. But if you were flying to London Heathrow at that time frame, you'd be looking at $1,300 or $1,400. So it's about 10 to 20% cheaper to fly into Dublin.
There we go.
We've been looking right now on United and Aer Lingus, and they've been around that price now. Between $1,050 and $1,200.
Yeah, and so if you can get it in the $1,050 range, I would go ahead and book it right now, because it's not going to drop below $1,000, not for July 12th time frame.
Yep, yeah. High season for them. You bet. In Ireland, that is.
You'll see that price point on Aer Lingus sometimes, and if you do see it pop up, even if you're shopping now, go ahead and book it. But if you want to fly American or United or Delta, you need to wait about a month before you buy your ticket.
There we go. Good luck, Kim. Thanks a lot for calling. You can join in, too. Boy, we have open lines. Get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. Of course, you can always email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Speaking of Facebook, we have several questions from Facebook. Earl wonders, is there a way to find all airlines that have flights between two destinations?
That have flights between two destinations. Well, if you do a search online, you'll get most of them, right? Now, we subscribe. I don't think he wants to pay $4,000 or $5,000 a month to the OAG flight schedules, which is the official airline guide.
That's what you guys
so
do.
So that's a database that we use as part of our website. They can come to the website and check that out, and they can check out and see which ones fly into and out of every city. Now, it's a little complicated to keep track of all these things, because especially around the world, you have little bitty small airlines that are flying from time to time. They don't file their schedules with OAG, for example. There's only two aggregators of airline schedules in the world. One of them's OAG and another one's called Inivata. So they basically have over 650 airlines right now, with a few exceptions. We'll be in pretty good shape with that.
Facebook question from Gina is planning a trip to San Diego in March for their family of six. When to buy tickets, and where's the best to fly into in terms of rates, San Diego or L.A.?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little early. It's before the three-month window right here, shopping during the Christmas holiday season. So I would start shopping sort of the first week in January when you get back, especially on that Tuesday. We typically see a huge amount of sales filed during that time frame. If you're going spring break weekend, they'll know exactly, you know, when that is from your particular departure airport. Better itineraries are like Tuesday, Saturday, for example, instead of Saturday, Saturday, or Sunday, Sunday. So you want to look at that as well. Now, you can fly in a little further north in San Diego. You can fly into, you know, Long Beach. You can fly into Santa Ana or John, where Disney is with John Wayne. It just depends on it's about another, 50 to 90-minute drive, depending on which airport you fly into there. Mm-hmm. And with California traffic, that could be multiplied by 4 or 5,
yeah,
depending on the day. So I would take that into account as well. Then, you know, whether or not you're going to rent a car or not. So typically, San Diego runs on average about 17% more than Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So a family of six, that might make a big difference.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Kathy in Rice Lake, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'll be flying into Buenos Aires in late March, somewhere the 23rd, 24th.
Okay.
And I'll be coming back out of Santiago, Chile, in April around the 13th or 14th. And I'm just wondering if I'm too late now for trying to get better fares.
No, you're a perfect time to start shopping. You're a little inside the 5-month window, but that's fine. The time frame you're going is in one of the a little bit higher price, but you're going to be doing it before the end of May. So as long as you get your trip in before the middle part of May, you won't see that extra price hike. That's a multi-city trip you want to take a look at there, because you're going to, I don't know exactly how you're going to get from Argentina to Chile. I guess there's,
I'm going cruising around.
Oh, so you're
going
to be cruising there, yeah. So that's a multi-city trip. You want to make your plans. Make sure that you leave a pretty big window. You might want to stay an extra day in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make sure the cruise makes it in, because when you buy that non-refundable ticket, the change fee is $400,
ooh,
which,
ouch,
will eat up a big chunk of it if you have to change it.
Yep.
Does it make any difference if I fly out on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and back on a Tuesday, Wednesday? Or what?
Those are the perfect days to fly. It's actually cheaper than flying on the weekends.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. Gene on Facebook says we're heading to the Bahamas around March 14th for a week. We can fly out of Milwaukee or O'Hare, Chicago. What's the best option? One ticket with connections or separate tickets to JFK and then a flight to Nassau?
Yeah, you know, it's very rare that when you just basically buy individual tickets or split ticket. It happens from time to time when you can split ticket. Typically, it's not through New York. Like if you're flying down to Miami, sometimes there's cheap round trips out of Miami, and then you can find a ticket down to Miami. Those ticket prices, because it's spring break, you know, average in the $450 to $600 range. If you wanted the lower end of that range, you need to start shopping right now, actually, for that ticket for early March. I got a feeling that sounds like spring break for somebody.
Probably.
And the days you pick really matter. If it's weekend to weekend, and sometimes you can't, that's the only time you can go, because they don't have a flight every day of the week into some of these destinations in the Caribbean.
Margaret in Appleton, up next on phone. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I'm going to Vietnam probably around the 16th of March and coming back around the 3rd of April, and I was wondering when's the best time to buy a ticket and any other points that you could give me.
Sure. Where are you heading? I didn't catch that.
Hanoi, Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam. Okay. Yeah, well, you need to be shopping right now. It's inside the 5-month window when you typically see the inventory systems for airlines probing for that. So you should be shopping. Again, shop on, pick days that are midweek. It's a little bit cheaper for doing that. It sounds like this probably is more a multi-week trip, because typically trans-Pacific trips, people like to stay longer since it's such a long ride there.
Yeah.
Almost, a day at least each way. And so if you're staying there, stay under 30 days. Again, if you want to go to a lot of different places, I've had a lot of people that had luck with, Visit Asia or Visit Pacific Rim tickets, which let you hop around a little bit, where you have some more flexibility on what day you can leave and whatnot. So check that out. We talked a little bit about that with the Alliance programs as well. Otherwise, if you're buying a non-refundable ticket, you have to be very strict about making your particular destinations.
So what's the difference in cost if I bought non-refundable versus a flexible one?
Well, from a flexible ticket standpoint, if you're doing one of these ones where you can hop to up to 5 or 6 cities, the difference in cost is usually 50 to 70%. If you're buying a truly truly refundable ticket, usually it's 4 or 5 times more.
Last time I went, I bought insurance, to cover the ticket airline, and I feel comfortable about that. So I guess I would be buying a non-refundable, because I don't.
Yeah, usually the insurance will refund if Mother Nature gets in the way or something like that. But if you actually have to change it because it was your fault, I don't know, you had a flat tire on the way to the airport or whatnot, many of those travel insurances would cover that as well. But the airlines and the airlines would charge the $400 fee plus the difference in price, and your travel insurance company would pick that up. And I don't normally recommend travel insurance unless it's a very expensive ticket like this. And the price of that insurance is relatively low compared to the ticket.
Thanks, Margaret, and good luck. Have fun on that trip. Mary in Pewaukee, hello. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for letting me be a part of the show. I just wanted to give a little information since I found out that Milwaukee to Cancun, if anyone's looking to get away from winter, if it ever happens, in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee to Cancun is the direct flight. And then after we made our arrangements, which we wanted an all-inclusive, but we did find out that you can actually go to, like, the B&B or apartments, and if you're looking to save money and just purchase your own food and drink, it was like half the price of the hotels.
Yeah, now there's lots of options of staying now. You have Airbnb, you have HomeAway with all the condos, you have options with those particular things, and a ton of people are saying that. I just got off the phone earlier today. Somebody had wanted to go to Bangkok and had rented a place for, I think, $60 or $70 a night that looked like a palatial mansion off the coast of using Airbnb. So it's pretty amazing, actually, how open it is and more interesting it is for different accommodations once you arrive there. And certainly a nonstop from Milwaukee into Cancun is going to be way more helpful than some of these crazy routings we've seen into some of the Mexico City beaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mary. Thank you very much for calling. And Bob in Franklin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Phoenix for the Cardinals game on the 27th.
Yeah, no, I'm a big baseball fan, so I'm smiling because I sometimes head out to spring training for a few games in Arizona.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's a little early to shop, right? So you're looking at what day? It's late March?
Oh, no, this is...
the football team.
Oh, I thought you were talking about baseball next year for spring training. You're looking at the last minute?
Yeah, right now. He's got 2 weeks.
You got 2 weeks. Yeah, well, 2 weeks isn't terrible. What I would do is look at the packaging site. If you come to our site, you can check out one of the packaging sites. Expedia has a very good one. If you go onto the packaging site and look at it, you might have to actually... you may want to stay in the hotel, pick a cheaper hotel if you're looking for air. If you're looking for air at the last minute, it's going to be what they call business travel rates, which is going to be two or three times more than if you'd have bought it, for example, three or four weeks ago.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the price for next week, and it looks like if you want a decent itinerary, it looks like it's about $600 or $700 round trip, which is about twice what it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, but... You might want to spring for a $600.
I see actually there's a connection. There's a connection in L.A. that's a little bit cheaper. So if you get it for under $500, book it.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Bob, for calling. You mentioned spring training. We were in Arizona. Emily and I went to spring training for the Brewers in Arizona last March, and it was really a lot of fun. I had never been to a spring training before, and my daughter's a huge Brewers fan, and so am I. So we went and had a wonderful time.
Oh, I think it's one of the funnest things to do. I guess I had this mental block about football since I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. So, I wrote them off about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So that's why football didn't click for me there.
You mentioned that Ireland airport was inexpensive, relatively.
Yeah, Dublin.
Dublin. Someone else wondered, what are the other couple of inexpensive European
airports? Yeah, sure. The three cheapest countries to fly into right now are Germany, Spain, and Ireland. And closely behind that, the Nordic countries of including Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Right now, we're seeing some really inexpensive flights into there, which are unbelievable places to visit in the spring and early summer.
I would imagine it would be just beautiful.
Yeah, so those, and of course, the three most expensive, as you would expect, are London, Paris, and Rome.
I tell you what, Rick, it is always a pleasure. Again, we remind people to take a look at your website, faircompare.com. I go there pretty often, and I enjoy hearing you speak every month.
Thank you so much. I enjoy this. I mean, I wish I could answer everybody's question. That's why we've been spending, you know, all our software developers here trying to figure out how to answer those questions online so I can just point you online so you don't have to ask me.
Rick, always a pleasure. Look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Rick Seney is CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. Sorry we didn't get to everybody, but that pretty much is always the way it works when he's on. He'll be back in a month or so, and we'll talk again. And tomorrow, oh my goodness, it's Friday tomorrow. That means Garden Talk, and we're going to turn our attention to vegetables and vegetable farming, as a matter of fact, and how to get the most out of your vegetable garden at home. We can talk about that this time of year. It's kind of fun to dream about next spring, isn't it? Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.